Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, August 30th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Hurricane Idalia has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it moved closer to making landfall this morning in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. Forecasters are warning that Idalia is expected to bring catastrophic storm surges of up to 16 feet, destructive winds, and heavy rain in the region. Counties across Florida have issued some kind of evacuation order, including several with mandatory evacuations for vulnerable areas, and schools across the state have canceled classes. Overnight, Ukraine launched its largest drone attack on Russian military targets since the war began. Russian officials said that while most of several dozen drones were shot down, the attack on an airbase more than 400 miles from Ukraine disabled four military aircraft. Ukraine hasn't commented on the drone attacks. For its part, Moscow unleashed its most sustained missile barrage on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv in months. Ukraine's military said all 28 cruise missiles and 15 of 16 drones were shot down by air defenses. And we're exclusively reporting that U.S. congressional lawmakers have proposed requiring manufacturers of baby formula to notify regulators about contamination at an earlier stage than they do now. Formula makers would have to notify the Food and Drug Administration within 24 hours if they discover contamination during tests at their facilities. Currently, companies aren't required to notify regulators unless they have reason to believe that the contaminated formula has already been sent to stores, according to the FDA. The bipartisan legislation is aimed at preventing future outbreaks of the bacteria that sickened four babies and helped fuel last year's formula shortage. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly higher, and European shares mostly fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged lower ahead of reports on the trade balance and quarterly GDP due out this morning. And Salesforce is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.